her through the window today. She was sitting in the Silver Spoon Cafe. I started to keep going, but something made me stop. She used to love me a lot. She looked lonely, and I knew the cure. Old memories would win her heart for sure. I thought I'd walk on in there and give it my best shot. She used to love me a lot. Sat down beside her and she smiled. She said, "Where have you been? It's been a while." She seemed so glad to see me. Lord, I could read her thoughts. She used to love me a lot. She used to love me with a love that wouldn't die. Looking at her now, I can't believe I said goodbye.
Hello and welcome back to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast. And my name is Sergei Hemes. I'm really glad to speak with you again, to hear you. This is episode number 20. It's starting our new season, season number 3. Welcome back to our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast. Today, with this episode number 20, as I said, we are starting to new our series called Country Music of 70s. Very wide topic and very big topic, wide topic, country music of 70s. And it's interesting topic term, because actually music in 1970s decade, it's just wide, I think, wider thing, because you know, a lot of new genres were appeared in those period of time in 1970s. So you know, it's for example hard rock or heavy metal, yeah, country rock or southern rock, progressive rock, new wave, funk rock, blues rock. So, and also of course disco, R&B and urban. It's actually 70s, it's actually disco era, 70s and early 80s, it's just era disco and pop music also. And country music was still very popular in the world, in America. First of all, number of styles defined country music during the 1970s decade. At the beginning of the decade, the contrapolitan style stood off the hood of the earlier Nashville sound of the late 1960s and early 1960s, and the honky-tonk used Bakersfield sound were some of the more popular styles. The contrapolitan sound, polished streaming sound featuring string sections, background vocals and crooning lead vocals, was popularized by artists including Lynn Anderson, Glenn Campbell, Annie Murray, so Tommy Wynette, and others, achieving their successes through such songs as I Never Promised You, Rose Garden, Snowbird, and others. So the Bakersfield sound, first popularized in the early 1970s, continued its peak in popularity through artists such as Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, for example. But the other styles began to emerge during the 1970s. As we're talking about country music, of course, one of the most successful styles was outlaw country type of music, blending the traditional and honky-tonk sounds of country music with rock and blues music, and mixed with the anger of alienated subculture of the nation during the period. The leaders of the movement were Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, although others associated with the movement were Jeff Walker, David Allen Coe, Jesse Coltner, Tom Balcazar, Gay Stewart and Billy Joe Shaver. The efforts of Jennings, Nelson, Coulter and Klasser were encapsulated in the 1976 album Wanted That Outlaws. Although country gospel was never really the in thing in music. The 1970s saw the rise of the most awarded act in the history of country music. That group being the Staple Brothers, who literally dominated country music the entire decade. The country pop sound was a successor to the cantipolitan sound of the early 1970s. In addition to artists such as Murray and Campbell, several artists who were not initially marked as a country were enjoying crossover success with country audience through radio airplay and sales. The most successful of these artists included Beltoni Brothers, Charlie Rich, John Denver, Olivia Newton-John, Mel Osmort, so and others, Kenny Rogers. So Newton-John and Australian pop singer was named female vocalist of the year by the Country Music Association in 1974, sparkling bring back traditional honky-tonk sounds of the foremost setting the stage of the nation new traditional country revival that would become particularly promised in the early 1980s. So it's a very, very, as I said, wide history in country music, and very interesting. A lot of books and films you can find on internet, a lot of information about that period of time. So let's break this and listen to David Allan Coe, who were in the background when we're starting our program today. David Allan Coe, very interesting person in that period of time, as I said, and he actually most known as for his biggest hits, Mona Lisa, Lost Her Smile, The Ride, You Never Even Called Me By Name, She Used to Love Me A Lot, so the first we sound today. And several of his albums in 70s were very, very bright. As I said before, his biggest hit, it's just Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile. It's one of my favorite, actually, his song, absolutely. And let's listen to this just brilliant, brilliant song, David Allan Coe, Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile.
Lisa lost her smile. The painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now. And the eyes that used to burn for me, now they no longer look my way. And the love that used to be, why, it just got lost in yesterday. If she seems cold to the touch, where there used to burn a flame, I gave too little, took too much, till I erased the painter's name. Mona Lisa lost her smile, the painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now.
a smile. And the painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. And the masterpiece that we had planned, it's laying there shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground that he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his stories about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer. In the person of a neighbor, she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. He prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
So that was David Allan Coe, and actually Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile, it's the song from his album in 1984. But David Allan Coe, it's just artist, the person who made his name in the 1970s, and of course he was also very popular in the 80s, and in our previous series that called country music of 1980s and 1990s, we just didn't call him to tell about him, about his music, because everything that he did in country music, it was, I think, in the 1970s. But just one of his best-selling album and best song, it's Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile, was appeared in 1984. And just next, our hero, it's Loretta Lynn. She's in the background now, playing her music. Love is the foundation, and you know Loretta Lynn, of course, you know, I'm sure, it's just biggest name in country music, absolutely one of the biggest name, and in 1970s it's absolutely she's a star. She's just personal around here. A lot of artists and bands just was so on Loretta Lynn, how she playing her music. And you know, it's absolutely that the most successful, as I said, most successful of the female artists in the 1970s was Loretta Lynn. She releasing her best-selling album Coal Miner's Daughter in 1970. She gained a total of 7 number one albums and 20 number one hit singles, including her biggest hit single, 1970s Coal Miner's Daughter, which went on to sell more than 500,000 copies to date. So she's really biggest country female musician in that period of time. So, ladies and gentlemen, Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Hall. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Hall. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Vandler coal mines, all day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. Everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised eight kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile and mommy's understanding. But in the winter time, we'd all get a brand new pair from a mail order catalog. Money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the way. Never thought of ever leaving Butcher Hollow. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floors. Nothing lives here anymore except for memories of
gave you a new home in the country. And all these fancy things I can't afford, like memberships to clubs and social circles. But that's not enough. Your friends have more. Oh, I can't keep up with the Joneses. I finally realize now it's too late. Trying to supply your demands, dear, has turned my love for you into hate.
So, from Loretta Lynn and her coal miner's daughter to Jenny Paycheck, Keeping Up with the Joneses. And you know, we'll dedicate the several programs about Loretta Lynn, of course, and in our next programs this second season of Country Music World Podcast, of course. And you know, Johnny Paycheck, his music era started in 1960s, actually. And you know, Johnny Paycheck was born Donald Eugene Light on May in 1978. And Paycheck was a tenor harmony singer with a numerous hard country performance in the late 1950s and early 1960s, including Ray Price. Paycheck, along with Willie Nelson, worked in Price's band, the Cherokee Cowboys. He's featured as a tenor singer on recordings by Fern Young, Roger Miller and Skeets McDonald. In 1960, he reached top 35 status in Cashbox magazine's country charts as Tony Young with the tune Miracle of Love from the early to mid 1960s. He also enjoyed some success as a songwriter for others, with his biggest songwriting hit being Apartment Number 9, which served as Tommy Wannette's first chart hit in December 1966. In 1964, he charted his name legally to Johnny Paycheck, taking the name from Johnny Paycheck, a top-ranked boxer from Chicago. He first charted under his new name with A11 in 1965. His best-selling single from this period was She's All I Got, which reached number 2 on the USA country singles charts in 1971 and made it onto the Billboard Hot 100. His Mr. Lawmaker also reached number 2 on the USA country singles chart in 1973. But with the popularity of Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings in the mid-1970s, Paycheck changed his image to that of outlaw, with which he was to have his largest financial success. It was his producer Billy Sherrill who helped revive his career by significantly changing his sound and image. Sherrill was best known for carefully choreographing his records, infusing them with considerate pop feel. The Paycheck records were clearly based on Sherrill's take on the band's backing Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson on records. A member of the Grand Ole Opry, Paycheck is best remembered for his 1977 hit single Take This Job and Shove It, written by David Allan Coe. The song sold over 2 million copies and inspired a million pictures of the same name. So then several of his songs, for example Slide of Your Satin Sheets or Me and the IRS, Friend, Lover, Wife, So and I'm the Only Hell, So were other hits for Paycheck. During this period, he received an Academy of Country Music Career Achievement Award in 1977. So it's just unequal career of Johnny Paycheck, who just restore his career in 1970s. So let's listen one of my favorite his song called Slide Off of Your Satin. So just beautiful song, Johnny Paycheck.
What a beautiful mansion he built you. Splendor, Lord, you got it, wall to wall. And yet, with all of that, you're still not happy. 'Cause every time gone, I get your call. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mane. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip for nothing, and you couldn't live on dreams and crystal balls. His money buys you everything but my loving, so I guess I'm good for something after all. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mane. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mane. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. My woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way, 'cause I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. He's got a brand new flat top haircut. All he thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way, 'cause I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamonds, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile. Just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
Lynn Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, and it's one of the most popular country singer also, Lynn Anderson, in the late of 1960s and in the 1970s, and even in 1980s. So as a John Patrick, she started her career in the 1960s. So her in 1966, Lynn Anderson released her debut single For Better or For Worse with a duet with Jerry Lane, which didn't chart. And then her first charting single and her third release on the chart label Right hit the country top 40. She had her first major hit single, If I Kiss You, Will You Go Away. The following year, it peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Country chart. And then, in 1967, Lynn Anderson became a regular performer on the Lawrence Week show, toured with the Week radio show. Her appearance on the show later redounded to her benefit. because of the big show's widespread appeal. She achieved a success on the pop charts. In 1969, as her popularity grew, she left the big show in favor of sporadic guest appearance. Clay Hart took Anders's place in the big musical family. In 1968, Anderson married songwriter and producer Glenn Sutton, who produced and wrote many of her records during her tenure with Columbia. Their marriage lasted 9 years. Anderson released her biggest hit single under the chart label That's and Now Number, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Country Chart in 1969, soon after she left the label, signing with Columbia Records. After signing with Columbia in 1970, Anderson released her to Joe Sow's song I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, which you know became a major crossover pop hit in 1970, and early in 1971, the song was produced by her then husband Glenn Sutton. Anderson actually had to do some arm twisting to get her producer husband to allow her to record the song. Sutton was concerned that Rose Garden was a song to be sang by a man with the line I could promise you things like big diamond rings. It was Columbia executive Clive Davis who determined the song would be Anderson's next single release. The single peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Country Chart, at number 3 on the Billboard Pop Chart, becoming an international success. In the United Kingdom, the single reached number 3, and in Germany it peaked at number 1 and stayed there 4 weeks. The album Rose Garden was released in 1971 then, and was also hugely successful, receiving platinum certification by the RIAA. Anderson won the Academy of Country Music's Top Female Vocalist Award and the Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year Award in 1970 and 1971, respectively. In addition, she won a Grammy Award. Lynn Anderson had 2 number 1 hit singles on the Billboard Country Chart in 1971. With You're My Man and How Can I Unlove You, both peaked number 63 on the Billboard Pop Chart. In 1971, Anderson had their 3 top 5 hits on the country charts, beginning with a cover version of the 50s pop hit Cry, followed by Listen to a Country Song and For Me. These songs were included on the Listen to a Country Song album. The following second 1973 album, So Top of the World, whose title track was at number 2 country hit. It was also number 1 pop hit for the Carpenters that same year. So Lynn Anderson has just an equal and biggest career, and then her success was continued, and even in 1983 and 1989 she wrote her music and released her albums and music. She is one of the absolutely country legend of that period of time. Just in episode number 1 of Country Music World Podcast, I told you that Lynn Anderson was the first female country artist that I had listened, and I just know what is the country music from Lynn Anderson's music. So let's listen to her music for the good times.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over, but life goes on, and this whole world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning.
Thank you very much for listening to this new episode, episode number 20, and our first episode, third season of Country Music World Podcast. I wish you well, wash your hands, be safe, good luck. I'll see you, I hear you on the next hour program. Thank you very much. Lynn Anderson, Cry.
But it's only false emotion that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting blue,